Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, a good friend of the program, Angie Machado, at Angie Machado 1 on Twitter, the owner, of course, of BeaverBlitz.com. And she's kind enough to join us on YouTube as well. So for our viewing audience, you get to put a name with a face if you haven't seen Angie. So, Angie, thanks so much for the time today. I hate to start on a negative note, but I'm just curious. It's still kind of fresh. Just the reaction to Damian Martinez. It has been gut punch after gut punch to Oregon State for a while now. That one hurt, I think, because of how emphatically strong he was behind Oregon State after the Jonathan Smith stuff went down. Just your reaction and kind of the way the team has handled that here in the last week or so.
Yeah, I mean, we started hearing rumblings of that the weekend before it happened. And so, I think, like you said, it's the way it went down after him coming out so publicly, and I'm with this team, and I'm loyal, and he's a merch, for goodness sakes, you know, with the loyalty thing, so... you know, at the end of the day, that there's some good talent there. I love what I've seen this spring. Anthony Hankerson, the transfer from Colorado. Cam Griffin is back from Ole Miss. You know, it's next man up, and honestly, the team has practiced really, really solid the past week.
Sorry, Angie, we're gonna have to. Swag's gonna try and call you back. Go ahead, Swag. Our phones are, yeah. So hey, that got fixed. So that's cool. Awesome.
Everything's great. Oregon State making up for Damian Martinez. The Hankerson kid is interesting. I liked him at Colorado. I thought he was kind of one of their weapons outside of Travis and what Shador obviously meant for them.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see. He's kind of like a little Jaquizz-like. He's smaller, just big wrecking ball kid.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's like. Here's one of the interesting things. I'm not one that thinks you just easily replace Damian Martinez, right? Like a Jam Griffin or Hankerson. These are good players, but Damian was special. The thing I'm most fascinated with is at that position and at the others, the Gunderson offense.
Yep.
This is our first, and I know he was at UCLA and he had the label, but Chip Kelly being there makes you wonder how much is his versus Chip's, and we get a real idea. This is a real opportunity for a former Oregon State quarterback. To showcase kind of what the offense is at least going to look like for them. Now, certainly questions at quarterback and what that's going to look like, but seeing and getting an idea of what the new offense is versus what we saw with Jonathan and Lindgren for so long, man, I am excited to tune in to see what it looks like and to see how Gunderson's kind of mapping this out with the pieces that they either kept, brought in, or, you know, all of the returning players and the ones they brought in from the portal, how it's going to work with Gunderson's offense.
Well, and then to, all right, are we going to try it again? We'll see if it works. Hey, Angie.
Fingers crossed.
All right, Angie, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. We got you.
Yeah, that sounds way better.
Way better. I don't know what was going on
there.
We appreciated your answer on Damian Martinez, though. So we'll move on. Let's move on to more positive pastures here. Sprague, when we were just trying to get you back on, was talking about the offense and just kind of a new spin on it, right? Ryan Gunderson coming in as the OC, new faces in that running back room. What are we expecting? What are kind of some of the wrinkles that they're talking about from a – because Jonathan Smith, we kind of knew what his calling card was, and now we get a new look at an offense.
It's going to be a completely new look offense. And, you know, Ryan Gunderson, when I've actually had the chance to kind of talk to him about what his plan is, you know, he's going to take what he's learned from Chip Kelly, what he's learned from Kevin McGivin. You're going to see a lot more up tempo, but not always up tempo. They're going to go tempo. They're going to slow it down. Quicker reads. They're trying to play calling is trying to be simplified so that guys, you know, can learn the system a lot quicker. Quick release. They want someone that can get rid of the ball quickly, make a quick read, and go. So, like you mentioned, Anthony Hankerson, you're going to see more of the running backs catching the ball more from the backfield. There's going to be a little more of that. Just quick passes, quick slants. I mean, what you've seen from Chip Kelly, I think is going to be a good indication. But then again, he's also going to work with what he has. He's not going to try to plug those, you know, around. You know, I think that was some of the talk with Damian Martinez was, well, you know, he's not the best pass catcher out of the backfield. Well, they were working with him on that, but you play to your strengths. Hankerson has looked really good. Jam Griffin is back. So the running back room is looking good there. But it will be a totally different look offense. And I think probably one that's going to be hopefully fun for Beaver Nation.
What does an all Oregon State coaching staff look like coaching an Oregon State football team, Angie? We've seen, like, Mike, for example, you know, Corvallis kid, gets the dream job, right? Runs that, has some ties to Oregon State's past. This one clearly is Oregon State centric built. The coaches on this staff played for this program. They understand what they're building and how they want to build it. What does that look like? An Oregon State staff full of Oregon State guys.
It's great for me, I'll tell you that, because half these guys I've either like went to school with or I have covered as players. So, you know, doing this job for 18 years and being a fundraiser before that, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's fun, I guess, you know, I mean, I'm an alumni and then I cover a team. And so to see these guys, there's a passion there. And they, you know, like they've said, you know, Oregon State needed us. This is when Oregon State needed us the most. And we're excited to be here. And I think that resonates with the players, too, and recruits. We hear it from the recruiting trail as well that, you know, these coaches, you know, Coach Smith had said the same kind of thing. But now Oregon State has this, you know, 2 years to try to rebuild the pack or find a Power Five home. And you have coaches that really, they're amazing recruiters. When you look at someone like Keith Hayward or Ryan Gunderson, Trent Bray is a great recruiter. He's always been one of the top ones with Coach Smith's staff. And then you bring in a couple guys like Thomas Ford, you know, just the recruiting aspect is way improved. And then to see these guys running around and gosh, I don't know if you saw, I think it was last week, Trent Bray was mic'd up on social media. They showed him and he's trying to run down the field. Like
he's pretty
he's
intense.
Playing.
So yeah.
He is very intense and, but the players love it. And it's fun to see these guys back at a place that they know and that they love.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The quarterback battle is fascinating to me, Angie, because Gulbranson, we know he started a lot of games. He's won a bowl game, right? Like he's won a Civil War. Like he's been in big moments for Oregon State in years past. And then obviously was he kind of moved down the depth chart a little bit last year. Is it his job? Is he like getting the run with the ones? You bring in the transfer, the McCoy kid from Idaho, and then I believe it's Johnson from Missouri. Maybe they're still going to be active with other kids that are in the portal now because that is still an ongoing process. How do you view the quarterback room, and is it Gulbranson's job to lose?
No, it's not Gulbranson's. You know, this has been a big topic on Beaver Blitz. Actually, right now I would say that, you know, you're looking at McCoy from Idaho as the guy. Now, he struggled a little bit early in spring camp. Mm-hmm. Jabari Johnson from Missouri, originally from Washington State, he was in a boot the whole first half of spring camp. So he is now just starting to take some reps. He throws the best ball out of anybody in the room. So he's a redshirt freshman. Kind of keep your eye out on Jabari Johnson. McCoy was kind of the guy that everybody thought was going to be the guy. Like I said, struggled. He is starting to put things together a little more. You know, Beaver fans love Ben Gulbranson. They love the quarterback that has kind of done some things. I would argue that Ben has a lot of limitations, and we've seen it. You know, he doesn't get rid of the ball quickly, which is going to be something paramount in Coach Gunderson's offense. And if the pocket breaks down at all, you're in trouble. You know what you got. I mean, great serviceable backup. But my opinion is if Ben Gulbranson's a starter on day one, It may be a rough season.
I'm excited to see Skylar Thomas, who didn't get to play last year at safety. I love that you guys highlighted Thomas Collins on the D-line. What area are you most curious about? Because it may be a weakness for Oregon State, depending on how things may look, just as a sample size in the spring game.
Yeah, you know, I think the offense is going to be the question mark. Defense is that secondary looks super strong right now. The D-line is going to be a different look. But defensively, Oregon State isn't changing up a bunch of stuff. You know, this is the same defense. It's Trent Bray's basically his mold of a defense. So defensively, this team has dominated all spring. Offensively, there's been some injuries. Wide receivers have had some drops. Quarterback, obviously, is something to watch. The offensive line has had several injuries and guys sitting out this spring. So it's been a little bit different look. So I think if you're going to the spring game to see where the kind of the deficiencies are or where Oregon State really needs to take the next ride, it's going to be on the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback, a little bit of O-line, but I do think there's some depth there. They are looking at the portal for another lineman and another tight end. So keep your eye out on that in the offseason. But, you know, receivers is one as well. Just there's been some drops. There's just a brand new offense, a brand new a system. It's going to have some bumps here early. And it's not uncommon for that defense to be ahead of the game, especially even heading into fall camp.
Is there anything Beaver fans should be a little nervous about? Like, this portal thing is crazy. Is there any indication that an Oregon State player might still jump in that thing? Like, how do we feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to have to be some portal guys. There's going to be some more portal movement because right now Oregon State is over on scholarships heading into the summer. So in June, when all those guys, those new freshmen come in, Oregon State, I believe, is still four over by our count. So there's going to be more attrition. And, you know, you hope it's not going to be, you know, this is where after spring, the coaches sit down with players and kind of give them, they know where they're at in the depth chart. And if they know they're not going to play, that's when they start to look at maybe jumping in the portal, finding a home that they can contribute. So don't panic. It's not going to be a bad thing. It's going to have to happen. And if you've watched the portal at all this week in the past 2 weeks, there's guys jumping in left and right. It's not just an Oregon State issue.
Yeah, no doubt. It affects every program across the country. Angie Machado, at Angie Machado 1 on Twitter. Go give her a follow. Beaver Blitz, of course. Always great covering Oregon State. Enjoy the spring showcase. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for putting up with our technical difficulties. And hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.